Council meeting before the summer recess, it appeared that the City of Edinburgh Council administration, which is made up of SNP and Labour councillors, got a bit of a slap on the wrist. All opposition parties combined in unusual unity to demand that the report produced to the meeting all about the council's progress, a kind of end-of-term report card, was sent back to council officers to be reviewed and written again. I sat down with council leader Adam McVeigh to talk to him about that defeat and whether the council's plans are really coming off the rails. This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with the council leader Adam McVeigh. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
And it's recess and you are here.
I am here. I'm here most recesses, but it is nice. It gives me the opportunity to do things that I don't normally have time to do and fit in a few more visits and things. So this morning I was at the Citadel already, catching up on some of their work, so it's quite good to have some time to be able to fit in to go visit organisations that I don't normally.
And I suppose it's also giving you time to reflect on the last full council meeting before recess, when you, as the administration, as the SNP Labour coalition administration, you lost 5 votes for one thing. You can tell me about that. And also the progress report, which the council officers had prepared, just to give everybody an update on where the council is at on your 52 commitments that you set out at the beginning of the council. That report has been sent back and you've been asked to write it again. So what are your reflections? Was that a rocky meeting for you? Or did you just bounce back as ever?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a feisty meeting, as council usually is.
So what happened at the meeting was you proposed a report, which is really produced by council officers.
Yes.
And so, which gives you an on-track, an almost-there, delivered report for each of your 52 commitments.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the opposition parties came along, and then they banded together, though, at the end of the day.
Came along with some amounts. You know, there were other quirks in that. I mean, the Greens accidentally voted to accept that Brexit was happening and that we should be writing to the UK government on terms that
actually must have been on another different matter.
But I suppose I'm more addressing the 5 defeats, as it were.
It was a long meeting. Do you think people just got lost?
Possibly, and some of those might have been accidental. But I suppose the point I'm making is usually when we go in and, you know, vote on our position, we're doing it because we think the position we're taking is obviously in the best interest of the city and the council. There were a few instances where that position didn't win, but that doesn't mean we should change our position. I'm more than happy to stand in the council and be defeated if I think it's the right thing to do. And I think on the votes that happened last week, I think we took the right decisions for the city. It's a matter of regret, I think, for the entire council that they didn't quite agree with us on that.
So going back then to where you are now, you proposed this report. You probably thought it was going to be almost rubber stamped on its way through, and it wasn't. So the report now has to go back and the council officers have to look at it again. So that's the chief executive and all the directors, so director of place, director of education, all these various people, along with the conveners and vice conveners. And we're going to get another report in August. What's that report going to look like?
Well, it'll look quite similar, because the story to tell is the same story, I'm afraid. The opposition might not like it, but that's the story that there is to tell.
So you wasn't really a slap on the wrist, as other people are suggesting it was?
Well, you would expect, the report will have to change. There will be changes in how the information's presented. Having spoken to some opposition colleagues, I think some of the lack of context and some elements have caused a bit of an issue, and obviously we can address those. There won't be a substantive change in the report card nature of it, though, because I'm afraid when, this is officers' judgment in terms of where the council is in delivering the pledges that the administration was formed on. Now, officers are saying 35 of them out of the 52 are pretty much on track, with cognizance that there's 60% left of this term still to run. that the other 17 pledges, there are issues being highlighted. There are reasons why they're not being measured as on track. Either there's work still to be done on them, like the recycling rate, for example, which isn't high enough, and we need to do an enormous amount of work in the next 3 years to be able to hit our target. But crucially, it's a five-year target. It's a five-year administration. So while the report identifies that there's work required, it doesn't say we've absolutely failed in the last 2 years, because some of the actions that we've taken in the last 2 years have allowed us to be able to build on that progress over the next three.
So you've got 52 commitments. None of those are delivered as it stands at the moment.
None of those are in the report as delivered. And this, I think, caused a great deal of confusion last week, because opposition parties were accusing us of saying, you know, job finished. In none of those 52 pledges did we say that the job was finished and there was no more to do. The only thing we ever claimed was on 35 of them, we're on track to deliver within this administration, and the other 17 are identified as needing additional work.
First installment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.